Blog Talk Radio.
Well, it's about that time. Tonight, somebody say tonight.
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 We have gathered together here in the temple, here at Valley Kingdom Ministries International, Valley West. We've come tonight to worship. Tonight to worship, not to record. We're just going to have the equipment here to record the worship. But I believe there's going to be a very special experience. Do anybody believe that tonight? There's going to be a moving of Holy Spirit even in this place. Tonight, our desire in the temple is to bring you into the outer court with praise. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. And then from there, we're going to move into the inner court. And then our final destination, if Holy Spirit says the same, is we want to enter into that private place, the Holy of Holies. That's what we're here tonight. That's what the reason why we've come together tonight. We've come together to worship and give glory and praises unto his name, because we have learned something, and continue, we are learning something, that there's power in being in the presence of the Holy Spirit. How many of you know that there's peace in being in his presence? How many know that there's joy in being in his presence? How many know that there's power and deliverance about being in his presence? But I want to tell you something else about Valley Kingdom Ministries International. Not only have we learned more about worship, we understand clearly that there is a mandate on this ministry, and to take it from the neighborhood to the nation. Why? Because we understand that it's all about the kingdom. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's not about any of us, but it's all about the kingdom. It's all about lifting up the name of Jesus. It's all about getting souls saved and getting backsliders to be reclaimed.
Welcome to Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson Live. If you're tuning in for the first time, it's prayer and praise at midnight. If you're seeking for healing for your soul, because depression had you down, oppression profound, but searching all around for a healing for your soul, is just tuning in at the right time. We're 2 hours of music with a message to soothe the mind and heal the soul. So sit back and enjoy. And celebrating Black History Month, we're going to do a special tribute to various artists who have written songs with a message to soothe our mind and hear our soul. So sit back and praise the Lord with me at midnight on Kingdom Focus with the Project and I. Thank you.
Thank you.
for nearly 40 years the accomplishments and contributions of African Americans are recognized in February with Black History Month. And in celebration of Black History Month, we'd like to share quotes from Black leaders and from their African American figures that have contributed to change within our community. And tonight we'd like to acknowledge President Barack Obama. His quote about change will not come if we wait for some other person or some other time. We are the one we've been waiting for. We are the change that we seek. A Black History Month acknowledged President Barack Obama.
I can't find I'm telling you, 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 I'm telling you,
considering black artists, music, with the message featuring Bonita Hatton. She has been on the gospel recording scene for over a decade. Although many know her from her Taylor Award-winning work with the Voices of Unity and from singing with her former husband, Dietrich Hatton, she is a force to be reckoned with and highly respected in gospel. Bonita grew up in the Epic Center of Music, Detroit, Michigan, where both mainstream and gospel music flourished. So she grew up in a religious home where the only type of music allowed was gospel and classical. Bonita's musical sensibilities were formed. We were, as she states, a musical family. She said, really, it was just church and music. But she said she remembered running around the house with her twin sister, picking up brushes and combs, singing into them when their mother would play a record. Bonita got her break as a professional artist when her and her sister got invited to sing at the President TM Records birthday party. And immediately after they sang, they were asked if interested in signing a deal with recording on his label. And within a couple of months, they were in the studio. And their first release was Time Is Running Out. And Bonita went on to pursue a solo career and released their self-titled debut in 2000. And No Looking Back in 2008. No Looking Back contains vocals and productions to rival anything on mainstream radio today, coupled with foundational gospel messages. Her fresh sound shines through, and her messages are expressed through everyday language, contemporary production, and amazing vocals. Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson Live celebrate the Bonita on Black, celebrating Black History Month, featuring her CD project, No Looking Back. I'm And locally to raise awareness about mental health. They say they believe that everyone at risk for mental illnesses and related disorders should receive early and effective interventions. And historically, communities of color experience unique and considerable challenges in accessing mental health services. 13.2% of the United States population, or roughly 42 million people, identify themselves as African Americans, according to the 2013 United States Census Bureau numbers. About 1% identified as multiracial. And this represents an increase from 12% of the United States population, or roughly 34 million people who identify themselves as African American in the 2000 census. And in 2008, 2007, roughly 3 million of all blacks in the United States were foreign-born. And as of 2010, 55% of all blacks live in the South, and 18% live in the Midwest, and 17% in the Northeast, and 10% in the West. Historically, adversity, which includes slavery, sharecropping, and race-based exclusion from health, educational, social, and economic resources, translated into social economic disparities experienced by African Americans today. Social economic status, in turn, is linked to mental health. And people who are impoverished, homeless, incarcerated, or any substance abuse problems are at higher risk for poor mental health. Notwithstanding the 2008 election to an American president, racism continues to have an impact on the mental health of African Americans. Negative stereotypes and attitudes of rejection has decreased, but continues to occur with measurable adverse consequences. Historically and contemporary instances of negative treatment have led to a mistrust of authorities, and many of whom are not seen as having the best interests in African Americans in mind. This is African American communities and mental health reported from Mental Health America. You're listening to Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson Live. Rethink mental health. There is a solution. Recovery. Healing. Holistically, I believe that healing is not just a thought, but it is reality. Bible says that every word that is written in the Bible will not return void. And for your spiritual understanding, Bible says that if any man is sick, let him go to the elder and allow the elder by faith lay hands, and thou shall be healed. You're listening to Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson Live. By his stripes, we are healed. Psalms 107:20. The word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. And Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And no man can go to the Father unless they've been born again. Have you been born again? Well, let us pray. It is the hour of prayer. And there were 12 that followed Jesus, and they asked him to teach. Well, one particular disciple, I believe that was Peter, asked to teach them, and he prayed, "Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debt as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen." Matthew 6:9-13. I'm Power. of a sound mind, peace that surpasses all understanding. The nature of praise, according to the scripture, is an act of our will that flows out of an awe and reverence for our Creator. Praise gives glory to God and opens up to a deeper revelation with relationship with Him. It turns our attention off for our problems and for the nature and character of God Himself. We focus our mind on God and proclaim His goodness. We reflect His glory back to Him. And the result can fill you and I with peace and contentment, according to Isaiah 26:3. And it transforms our outlook on life. Praise is disguised as the angel of light, and the enemy, the devil, and his host, he settles to subvert the praises of the children of God. We give him the praise. We, the children of God, owe praise to our Heavenly Father. God, however, has given us grace in times of need, provided that we humble ourselves, according to Matthew 23:12, James 4:5-10. Praising God allows us to defeat the strategies of the enemy of our souls. As God adopted children, we no longer have to remain slaves to the sins of the flesh, according to Galatians 4:6-7. We have a powerful spiritual weapon in praise, and it is guaranteed to be effective, according to 2 Corinthians 10:4-5. That's chapter 10:4-5. Thank you. You're listening to Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson Live, and it's live at midnight.
I'm going to go to the next one. We love the God that pleases to our
God is not happy with our praise. If he's not happy with the way we talk, the way
Oh. want your heart to upshine. Want your soul to start just what you like. You know that you want to do. You want to hug the ghost. But if you like it, you start to lose my mind. Come on, start to think.
We ask that question, why me? You can ask that question 100 times. But if we don't go to the resource, you go to the club, you can go to the psychiatrist, you go to a neighbor or a complete stranger and ask, why me? Have you ever given a thought to Jeremiah 33:3 says, call him up, and he'll answer. Who do we call? J-E-S-U-S. Bible says we have not because we ask not. Bible says that if we ask, we shall find. If we seek, we shall find. Knock, and the door shall be open. See, the answers come from above. And prayer is the key. And prayer is what unlocks the door to our healing. It unlocks the door to all the questions that we ask. But we got to go to God in prayer. This young man's testimony. Why me? If you have that same testimony, give me a call. You're live on www.globetalkradio.com. Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson Law. You call me at 657-383-0957. I tell you, let me see my testimony. When my son was murdered back in 2007, all I can say is, why me? When I went through a divorce, in the early part of 2000, I asked the question, why me? When depression hit me down, oppression, profile, I asked God, why me? And like Paul, he said, his grace was sufficient. So if you're going through, we think maybe endure for a night. That you just wait on the Lord. Joy cometh in the morning. So change yourself and use the power of prayer. You'll find change.
Come on, put your hand on somebody. And I just want you to begin to speak the peace of the Lord upon them right now. As we have tapped into the heavens, we now release the peace in the earth. And I want you to release the peace on your brothers and sisters around you. Do it with authority. Let your voice be heard. Come on, intercede. Get in the gap and release the peace. There, take it. Take it. Take it. Take it. Take it. Oh, release. We thank you now for the spirit to overcome. What? That no demon, that no devil is more powerful than your anointing. And because we are anointed, God, we take authority now over the spirit of confusion and we release the peace. Grab one person by the hand. We're interceding. We're standing in the gap for one another. And I want you to look that person in the eye. Look them in the eye. And say to them, I don't know what you're going through, but I'm pulling you out of that thing right now in Jesus' name. Now come on and pull them out in Jesus' name. Hug three people and just tell them it's all about the kingdom. Tell somebody else it's all about the kingdom. Hug one more person and tell them it's all about the kingdom.
Every minute.
The Bible says it's because of the cares of this world, blind the mind. So Matthew says, first seek ye the kingdom of God and his righteousness, because the kingdom of God is love, peace, and righteousness in the Holy Ghost. See, the Holy Spirit is what brings us life. It restores us, that renew our minds, and it also leads us into the right path. The Bible says that they that are led by the Spirit are the sons of God. So we have a right as to pray. We have a right to have authority to speak those things as though they are. Why? Because we have the faith. We have the faith to move mountains. We have the faith to speak those things and believe those things. If you lack wisdom, the Bible says, let him ask. And he who had, like Solomon asked for wisdom versus silver and gold, because his focus was to please God. See, when you have relationship with God, you can spend time in your secret closet. You can meditate on the word of God. Joshua 1 and 8. You meditate on God day and night. You will prosper and be in health. The choice is yours. You have the right as kingdom citizen here on earth. Choose this day to be a king, or I like to say a pulpit, one who releases, or actually the prodigal son, one who decides to do things his way instead of receiving the inheritance of the Father. You and I have a right to walk as kingdom citizens here on earth. So, my beloved, as we close this hour on Kingdom Focus of Deborah Jackson Live, we just want to inspire you to live for God as children in Him. Faith is the key. Faith is what pleases God. Have faith. You must believe that God loves you. You must believe that He has a plan for your life, and His plan is to prosper you and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Encourage you throughout this week that you put God first in everything. How do you put God first? Pray. There's a saying that if you push, pray until something happens. And then when you praise, and praises go up, blessings come down. Why? Because you're blessed to be a blessing. See, if you don't realize you're blessed to be a blessing, there's nothing to give. But when you know that you are heir, a son of God, Abraham was promised the blessings to be upon God was to be fruitful and to multiply. Well, to be fruitful, there are nine that represent the character and the nature of God. And those nine are spirit, which we walk just like in the natural. It's a spiritual birthing. We have to put on the Spirit of God in love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. So the next 9 months, we're going to inspire you and share with you spiritual food for the soul and walking in the Spirit. They that are led by the Spirit are the sons of God. So you don't want to forfeit your inheritance. So the whole month of February, we're going to reflect on love. In order to be loved, you must love your neighbor as thyself. And above all, love the Lord with all your spirit, soul, and mind. This is the Word of God. So, my beloved, be encouraged to rest in your listening eye. Know that the peace of God surpasses all understanding. And the joy of the Lord is just so rest in the Word of God and know this. And no weapon formed against you shall prosper. God is with us and He will never leave us. And He will never forsake us. Let's be good. Invite him in your heart. I'm telling it to well.
And stay. I don't want to go nowhere. Hallelujah. Please, just stay. Just stay right here. Stay in the presence of God. Come on. In His presence stands the fullness of joy. And as it's right in presence forevermore. Hallelujah. Dwell among us, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We welcome your presence. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, we welcome you in this place. This is the preachers. Have your way in this place. Let your spirit come. Let the glory come. Fill this place come. Now I'm
enjoying good food, food for the soul and the spirit and then the natural. So if you'd like to be a part of Family and Friends gathering every 4 Fridays, just call 717-379-1503. Also, we're going to be signing my book, Destiny Fulfilled. So if you'd like to get a copy, just call 717-379-1503. The first 20 callers. I will personally sign the book at the 4th Friday gathering. So give me a call at 717-379-1503. We listen to Kingdom Focus with the Reflex and I. It's a pleasure. And also this coming Saturday morning at 10 o'clock, 10 to 1, there will be a sister to sister with Linda Thompson, the former mayor of Harrisburg. There's a good big gathering at the Goodwin Memorial Family Life Center off of 2500 of North 3rd Street. The pastor, Dr. Jackson of Goodwin Memorial Church, is the pastor. But this event is acknowledging also the I Recognize You Global Spirit Award, which will also be acknowledging various individuals' work in following Jesus and doing the work of ministry. So as we close, we invite you to come be a part of the community gathering. Also, if you'd like to support this outreach ministry of Deborah A. Jackson Evangelistic Outreach Ministry, give us a call at 717-379-1503 or visit Facebook and give a donation in support of the ministry, reaching the lost at all costs. We have a bread ministry, and for those of you who would like to be a part of our bread ministry and volunteer, we have an awesome time sharing not just our daily bread with pastry, but we also gather together to break bread. And it's so refreshing when we tap into the Word of God and eat a healthy, balanced meal and just allow body ministry to renew our trust in one another and within God. It's a oneness in the spirit. Psalms 133 says, how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together. See, love in action is when we can love unconditionally, even loving those that are unloving. So we thank you for tuning in. We thank you for your prayers. And we thank you for your giving. Remember, this is Black History Month. For those of you who are culturally diverse, tell how much you love them during this season of Black History Month. In Jesus' name. Mm-hmm.
You love me,